If you're listening to this podcast in the car, we advise you to take caution and be forewarned because there are occasional loud noises in this. So we do not want you to get in a car crash while you're driving. So just know that there might be some loud...
Sorry, I had to. At least one. Sorry.
I can't believe you did.
And now, a word from our sponsor. When you feel anxiety, uncertainty, are reading Leviticus in your daily devotions, or you have your face stuck in the window screen of life, then you need Brother Bob's Bountiful Blessings Bureau. At Brother Bob's Bountiful Blessings Bureau, we believe everyone is entitled to a free blessing, no matter the size of your ugly nose. Sold your birthright? No problem. Have a blind father? No problem. Tired of the same old manna in life? No problem. Just sneeze at Brother Bob's Bountiful Blessings Bureau and we'll dispatch a blessing your way on our patented Promise of Peace pigeon. It doesn't matter if you're a Catholic, a Protestant, a Jew, a Greek, a Mac, or a PC. Blessings belong to everyone with a breath. So let Brother Bob's Bountiful Blessings Bureau bless your bum today.
This is disastrous.
It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 124.
Wow.
There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you.
At least I didn't say, bless your bountiful bum.
Yeah.
You might as well have. It would have been better than what you did say.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast, where we are blessing bums since 2007.
Since
19-what? I was going to say 1997, but podcasting wasn't around then.
Oh, and how old were you then?
I was about 15 years younger than I am now. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
And I'm Dr. Professional, who probably doesn't want his name associated with this podcast.
You know, that's funny. I have a voicemail somewhere from Dr. Professional in one of my old archive voicemail systems.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I'm going to look it up while you're talking.
Okay.
Dr. Brew.
That's Jeremy, by the way.
Who is Jeremy? How dare you? I am Dr. Professional, and I don't apparently have much to say because...
Dr. Professional, this Jeremy also goes as...
Who's that girl talking?
Flemgon.
Who's that girl?
I'm Jetty.
Oh, hey, Jetty. She's probably the reason you're here. Whoa.
Hi.
What's this?
It's Jeremy. Apparently nobody else. Hello? Oh, everybody's leaving your voicemails right now.
Oh, okay. No, that wasn't it.
What's this?
That was a voicemail from 2010. I thought maybe it was when Dr. Professional called.
Dr. Professional.
You have voicemails from 2010?
I've got voicemails from 2009, buddy.
That is so creepy.
Like personal voicemails.
I really hate to have my voice recorded and then kept for years at a time where anybody could access. Wait.
Well, then don't call me.
What is a podcast? Oh, gosh. It's like my voicemail to the world.
So, anyway, this is our Clean Comedy Podcast. You can check us out on the web at cleancomedypodcast.com. And any links or anything that we mentioned will be in the show notes for this episode at cleancomedypodcast.com/124. 124. It reminds me of the Hunt for Red October song. And then connect with us, you know, like us, tweet about us, rate us and review us on iTunes if you could. We'd really love that. cleancomedypodcast.com/iTunes. Join us on Facebook and all sorts of other stuff that you can get everything over at the website, cleancomedypodcast.com.
Someone in the chat room just sent me imaginary $2. Because I was messing with the little tips thing that's on the desk here.
Yes, we do have a tip jar, but it remains empty.
Yeah. It is empty.
And if the Minecraft server at minecraft.noodle.mx is going to stay up in the month of October...
There needs to be some money in his tip jar.
We need, yeah, some tips. Otherwise, it's shutting down at the end of September. So if you want to play Minecraft, then even a donation as simple as $5 a month would help pay for the expenses. And I'm thinking like different levels. So if they pay $5 a month, we let them play. If they pay $10 a month, we let them mine. If they pay $20 a month, we let them keep what they mine. That's what I'm thinking, you know.
You're a Minecraft tyrant, and you will be eliminated.
Hey, this is just all part of my campaign. Vote for me on November something.
No. What?
Speaking of voting, podcast awards. This is an important, serious announcement. Podcast awards are coming up at podcastawards.com. The nominations start on October 1st. Now, here's something very important you need to know. Listen to all of the podcasts that you want to nominate, because you can only submit nominations once during the nomination period. So get all of your nominations together and submit them at once. Please nominate all of our podcasts, if you don't have something already, in these categories. Under comedy, put The Ramen Noodle from cleancomedypodcast.com. Under business, put Beyond the To-Do List, our new podcast to the network, and it's an amazing podcast by our friend Eric J. Fisher. Put that for beyondthetodolist.com. Under technology, put The Audacity to Podcast at theaudacitytopodcast.com. Under entertainment, put Once Podcast at oncepodcast.com. Under religion inspiration, put Christian Meets World at christianmeetsworld.com. And that would be fantastic if you would do that. And then vote for us probably early November.
I think you should repeat that all over again. Only do the short version this time. Like, sum up.
Nominate everything we do at podcastawards.com.
Woot. Short version.
So now let's move into this. Funny stuff from the past week. Or so. Now, Jenny, how about you start us off? Ladies first this time.
Okay.
Wow.
I do have a story. Our church does something called small groups. And Daniel and I have just started going to one of these small groups. And we're fairly new there. And this past time, we were all sitting in the living room. And
it's a good spot.
Like, everybody was, you know, kind of talking quietly among themselves. And then all of a sudden, a man screams.
A man?
I mean, ah! Yes, exactly.
No!
His... So much like that. His mouth was... I was actually kind of looking close to him when he just screamed. His mouth was wide open. His teeth were showing. His eyes were bugged out. And I jumped. The woman next to me jumped. I think everybody in the whole room jumped. And apparently this man does this all the time. And I didn't know it. So... thanks a lot for warning me, Daniel, because he'd worked with this guy.
His
Why
name,
does he do this?
His name has the same initials as direct message.
I knew it.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Jeremy knows who I'm talking about.
Having known a little bit of background, and somehow.
And this doesn't mesh well with my hate for being
startled.
I mean, Daniel used to do it all the time, and I've trained him to stomp through the house for me. Like, he knows that if he doesn't stomp, he's going to startle me. So whenever I'm in my bathroom and he just shows up at the door without the stomping, I jump and I get mad because I jumped.
Yeah. One of the worst things that I did on our honeymoon is I thought, it would be very funny if I hide behind this piece of furniture and then jump out and surprise her.
That's hysterical.
I think she was just like, Daniel, don't ever do that.
I don't remember. I think I've been trying to block that from my memory or something. Just to try and enjoy the memory of our honeymoon without having to think about being scared. So for the rest of the time, I was kind of like on edge at the small group meeting. I was on edge.
Smog and
I was
meeting?
Smog lab meeting. Small group meeting. So it was not pleasant. I will have to get used to it because apparently this man does it all the time.
You should start giving him a dead arm with your fist.
A dead
every
arm with
time
my
he
fist.
Does that.
Dead Can you demonstrate arm? That for me, please?
Absolutely not. That would be really rude.
I'll narrate.
I don't think I should.
Dead arm?
Please you demonstrate know, dead arm.
I'm not going to do that, Jenny. You wouldn't like it.
You don't have to do it to me.
That's what Daniel, all the zombies here. Do. As they're going, they're leading with their arms as they stumble toward you. They're going to give you a dead arm. Isn't that what they're doing?
You punch someone so hard in the arm that it kind of falls asleep or goes numb. Yeah,
that's a Charlie horse, though, isn't it?
No.
No, Charlie horse is something different.
Hey, Charlie.
Charlie, wake
up. I'm deleting hugs.
I was going to say, I'm watching Daniel delete excessive hugging from the chat room.
I know, we're getting spammed with love. I love it. Keep spamming us with hugs.
We're getting spammed with love. I spam it. Oh, wait.
I spam you. I mean, I love you.
But some people, there's no difference. And I said, people.
Jeremy, what's your random noodle update?
What the?
Jenny, were you finished? Did you have something else to add?
I just wanted to finish my story with a startle.
I'm going to have to go back on this podcast and say, take extreme caution if you listen to this while driving.
Exactly.
You're going to have to find all the peaks in your sound waves and sort of equalize them.
I have a magic wand that does that.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow.
Good job,
You've
magic
upgraded.
Wand.
Mm-hmm. Jeremy, what's your random noodle update?
Are you on edge now?
Yes.
Welcome Very to How yes. I Felt. I'm not bitter.
All right, so my random noodle update is that I was in this recording studio with these people and they kept screaming even before the show and scaring me half to death. And then I had an accident in their podcast chair and they didn't even know it.
Oh my goodness, you're cleaning that chair.
Just kidding.
That seat cushion will not be used as a flotation device.
Not anymore. Still It'll kidding.
It's too waterlogged. Yeah, I just brought this down. Sorry.
Yeah. I can't go on.
What's your real story?
I can't go on. I was trying to hide the fact that I don't have a real story, Jenny. It hasn't been a funny week.
Life has not been funny for Jeremy.
Life has not been funny.
Well, I told you before, you should take one of your sucky stories and rub some bacon on it, and then it would be awesome.
Whoa.
Bacon pacifiers.
Bacon pacifiers.
Oh, yes. When you said one of his sucky stories, I thought, oh yeah, a story of Jeremy sucking on a pacifier. And then you said bacon. I thought, this would be like for the awesome baby that's going to be the envy of all the other babies out there is bacon pacifiers.
Are you
no,
trying
Jeremy,
to tell us
we're
something?
Not pregnant.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure if I'm on board with this idea.
Bah! Oh,
Come
wait.
On. I wonder if baconpacifiers.com
I would love
is taken.
To take this bit of conversation out of context and edit it around and play it for some people.
I'm going to be the kind rumors. Of person who draws mustaches. On my baby's pacifier.
Oh, not upper lip. Okay, got it.
Hey,
oh,
bacon pacifiers. Baconpacifiers.com is available.
What? Who would want it?
Someone who thinks this podcast is extremely popular and thinks that they can register that domain and get millions of people to visit that website Fair where they'll try and sell affiliate deals. That's who.
Oh.
So here's my random noodle update.
Wait, Jeremy hasn't actually told his yet. Yes, he has.
As Jeremy gives Jenny an evil look.
Your neck needs to make sounds when it turns. That way we know.
If it did, I think you'd have some things to worry about.
You need to put some elbow grease in your neck. That
or
way
rub it'll... some bacon on it.
Mm-hmm. Or bacon grease.
Bacon grease. Yeah, totally.
But he says beacon, and it's driving me crazy.
Beacon. Rip some beacon
This from
on
the guy
it.
Who brought us the screamings about Malk.
That
No.
No?
This is someone else.
Oh,
this
I'm confused.
That was Rhett and Link.
Oh. Beacon.
I can't keep these people straight.
Beacon. Beacon.
Okay, anyway. I have a few things that have happened, random noodle updates. The most prominent one is recently I had to go to the dentist. Daniel at the dentist. Unfortunately, I did take a picture.
Oh no.
I took a picture of myself. Yeah.
Wait a second. I'm confused.
Do we want to see this?
This is a different dentist picture than the one you showed us before.
The zombie with the popsicle stick hanging out.
I've been having to go to the dentist a lot lately.
See, I wouldn't be a very good zombie. My voice is too high.
Let's see if.
Oh.
Yep.
Whoa, why are you upside down? A frog.
Yeah, they had this like what green
on
thing in my
earth
mouth.
Kind of dentist are you going to?
You poor thing.
I'll have a picture in the show notes.
You look like a frog.
You're not and really going to down. The dentist. You're just going to some little horror show makeup place that likes to practice on people.
Look, this is how we could make a really scary villain for this movie, and we're going to stick this stuff all over this guy's face.
Uh-huh.
I think that's exactly how it went.
So anyway, at the dentist, they have, you know, they have all of these pictures of people with bright, smiling faces, and their teeth are extremely white.
Teeth.
Sheen.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Sounds like swords in their mouths. And it's always like these pretty people or attractive people. These
bacon.
People who just look like really nice, and they've got these extremely bright teeth and all of this. It's like, yeah, no Photoshop work there at all. But I was sitting in this chair waiting for my face to numb. And
as you often do.
I just sit around waiting for my face to numb. It's really fun.
I'm telling you, you got to do more with your evenings.
Actually, I did figure out I can numb my leg completely in 20 minutes. And it became a measurement of time at a conference once that I would cross my legs.
Oh,
where,
my goodness.
Where, you know, the... The ankle part is sitting on my knee, that kind of guy crossing style. And yes. I figured out if I do this, I can numb my leg in 20 minutes.
Why would you want to? What if you had to? What if there was a fire in the building and you had to get out and you were tripping all over your numb leg?
Most people would just think, hey, I'll sit like this for a while. Oh, hey, my leg is numb. I'm going to put it down. But you... You say, that happens in exactly 20 minutes. Let's see if I can repeat it. And now I don't need a watch.
Oh, goodness.
Well, I figured out, like, 15 minutes makes it just...
oh, geez.
What's that? The little tingle, tingly. Yeah, tingly.
Oh, yeah, pins and needles.
But then 20 minutes to 25 minutes would put it completely asleep.
Oh, so it's not exactly precise.
You have given this a little too much thought, I believe.
I was bored at this conference.
Well, okay, so...
So back to the dentist.
What would happen after an hour?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't...
You're probably causing blood clots. You really should be careful.
At some point, I think it's about 25 minutes, my foot is so numb that I can't feel it. So I can then start playing with my foot, you know, break my ankle and stuff like that. It not even hurt. It's totally awesome.
Ew. She's scream again.
I didn't. I just...
A little bit. My nerves are on it.
Did you really jump? I'm so bit. Sorry.
A little
I
bit.
Was kind of just making blah noises.
So back to the dentist.
Sorry.
While sure. I was while I was waiting for the dentist, I was looking at some of these many pictures of people with super white teeth. And I saw this one picture and I thought, why would they put that picture on there? That person has a really ugly mole on their face.
Oh my gosh.
And then the mole started moving. It was a bug. Oh,
how funny.
Wow.
Have you ever been to a dentist when they have a picture hung on the ceiling?
No.
My childhood dentist. Yeah, over the char. Over the char.
Over the char.
Over the char. Well, a picture of Garfield with a toothbrush and Pookie.
Oh.
And Pookie?
Pookie's his bear.
Pookie's oh, okay.
Bear, and I definitely didn't think you were going to say Pookie, though.
Pookie.
Pookie. Oh, that's cool.
Yep.
It's always embarrassing when dentists want to talk to you, though. It's like, hey, Daniel, how you doing?
I don't talk to them.
I try not
I don't. I do thumbs up.
Yeah.
If they're like, Oh, and this one time, they wanted me to swish water around in my mouth with a completely half...
Swish, swash.
Like, this half side numb. And I was like, are you kidding me? I'm not doing that. I can't even close the side of my mouth. It would be a good show for you, wouldn't it?
They probably do. They're like, hey, watch this.
I know.
They think they have to do what we say.
I know. I know better.
Well, I've been visiting the dentist so much that I think they're starting to refer to me as their professional patient. And I'm a gagger. When they stick that thing in my mouth to x-ray me...
You tell a joke without fail.
I didn't know you were a gagger.
So I warn them each time so that they'll be quick about it and I'll, you know, die there at the dentist. And the lady, though, that's handled this quite frequently... has said something like, wow, Daniel, you're really getting good at this.
Oh, gosh. Like,
thanks. Really don't like coming in this often. But one of the procedures, or many of the procedures I've had, have been I've had to do some root canals or get some done. I'm telling you, if you have dental insurance, use it when you have it. Don't wait until you almost lose it, then use it, then lose it, and then realize you needed it. That's my little pet peeve there. And soapbox and all of that. So one of these crowns that they gave me for my teeth actually broke. A permanent crown broke and was falling apart in my mouth. And they had to replace it. It looked kind of redneck anyway because it was sticking out a little bit. And then they've also had to do this other root canal and put a crown on it. Well, I've been wearing temporary crowns. And...
Both until you're finally king.
But I lost my crowns.
They're plastic.
They came on his off. Head.
No, they're the Burger King crowns.
Oh.
Making it great.
Wait a minute. I don't know that song.
Have it your way. That's
yeah, but don't Burger advertise King. For them because they're not our sponsors and we don't want to support them.
So these crowns.
I don't know why I'm so eager
anti-Burger King.
Anti-Burger.
Burger.
These temporary crowns have fallen off, so now I have these exposed teeth, but they don't hurt.
Yeah, I've been wondering why your teeth are showing that way.
Exposed teeth.
And the position, both of these teeth are on either side of my mouth, so it's very difficult to chew because it's like major important teeth are missing. So I can't chew very easily. I feel like a cow chewing, like chewing the cud.
Or like
stop eating cud.
Like tonight, I asked Daniel, what if you chewed it, you know, at the front of your mouth?
Yeah,
this is what he did.
We figured out the way that I can eat, because I said crackers and chips, very difficult to eat with these missing teeth like this. So I figured out how I could, with Jenny's help, she suggested this.
You might want to put the plate under your face.
This is how I can eat crackers. It's kind of the rabbit or hamster mix.
Oh gosh, that just happened.
Daniel just ate a cracker on the ramen noodle.
And Daniel, now we have to talk for a while. No, stop talking because you're chewing.
Don't talk with your mouth off.
All swallow. Of the mothers are now angry at me.
So are your co-hosts.
Do it again, Daniel.
Okay,
do it
one
again.
Of your co-hosts.
Do it again.
Clearly, you two complete each other. But
I feel like I'm a cow whenever I eat.
Moo.
Moo. Is it?
You sound like a zombie cow.
A zombie cow. Is it a cow or a rabbit that you feel like?
I think because it looks like a hamster.
I feel
yes.
Like, yeah, when
a
chewing
rodent,
that way.
For sure. Some kind of
I
rodent.
Think you should do it again because the chat room is
kind of a rodent of unusual size.
Confused about what just happened.
No, that's okay. If they're confused, they can rewind. Well, I mean, not the people in the chat room. The people in the chat room, by the way, are awesome. We do this show live.
Most of them.
Hello, yeah. People in the chat room.
We're now on our off-summer schedule. So that is 6 p.m.
Fall schedule.
Fall, winter, spring.
You title it fall because that's when it begins, but it continues.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know about calling it fall because then what happens when
Jenny,
winter
Jenny, tell
comes.
Your husband that he probably shouldn't whatever me.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't. You are unwhatevered.
Oh, thanks.
But we do this live every Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. That's GMT minus 4 for daylight time. It'll soon be GMT minus 5 over at noodle.mx. And if you're ever unsure what the schedule is, go to noodle.mx/live and you can see the schedule somewhere on the page, depending on what kind of browser, computer, or device you're using to look at the page. It might be somewhere else, but it's generally near the bottom of the page.
And depending on the phases of the moon and our moods.
But we've got some awesome people in the chat room right now, and I'm not going to say which of these are awesome and which aren't awesome, but we have E Power J, Adrian Doxson, Guest One, August W. Booth, Once Fan Aaron, Jenny's Nook, Nevroth.
That's me.
Oh, yeah. Nevroth, oh, no. Wen, and a few anonymouses in there.
Did you forget I'm your wife? No. And I'm sitting here in front of you?
No.
And after what you just said, I'm not even sure I want to be that anymore.
That's the second time the Princess Bride has come up in like 5 minutes.
Hoppity.
So thank you, everyone, for joining us for the live show. And we hope that you guys, our listeners, can also join us live Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. Eastern time over at noodle.mx/live. Now... because we have some great listeners, it's time for this.
Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring.
You have a bad connection.
And your breath stinks.
How do you know what unicorn breath smells like? Have you danced with a unicorn in the pale moonlight?
No, I needed unicorn tears, and it cried quite loudly as I tried to extract them.
Why did you do that? I can live my whole life without that song.
No, you couldn't, because it's already happened, dearie.
We got some great emails in from our listeners. This came in from Noah. He says, "Hi, everybody. I have some stories. Once when I was very young, my neighbor had a 3-person water balloon slingshot."
Nuh-uh.
That is awesome. To be able to slingshot 3 people in a water balloon.
Oh, my goodness.
That totally awesome.
It must be a big water balloon.
Yeah. Well, that explains why he says this next thing. "We found that water balloons don't fly that far and exploded in midair."
What?
Did you ever see the old, I think it was called The Explorers, where a bunch of kids make this giant bubble and they decide, hey, let's go into outer space in this giant bubble?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of here. Yes.
It's kind of a stupid movie, really.
I gotta see that again sometime. I used to love that movie.
I did too, but I also think it was stupid. I don't remember, so we're going to have to watch it.
I used to pretend that maybe I could make a giant bubble like that with my computer.
What movie is this?
So I'd type randomly. The Explorers.
Or something like that. I've never seen it.
Chat room, have you? Yeah, several in the chat room are saying, well, Doxson is saying.
Several. Now you know how Daniel works.
Yep.
I corrected myself. Anyway, Noah says the water balloons didn't fly that far and exploded in midair. But.
Midair? Where is that?
It's near the Middle East. But apples did. Huh? So, we got some apples from our neighbor's apple tree.
What a waste.
And fired it a couple times. Then we decided to scare some birds with it. We aimed, gosh. And, you know, commas are a great thing, Noah. Learn how to use them.
Oh, wow.
You should have said that. You should have got Sergeant Packett to say that.
He's sleeping.
Oh, I've got some stuff to say to him if I ever see him again. I just listened to that episode of The Ramen Noodle
recently. Is that what that snoring is?
Yeah, exactly. Huh? With it, we aimed and fired at a flock of birds, and sure enough, assassinated a bird with a speeding apple.
Assassinated. Bird! Bird.
I felt bad.
I interrupted your yawn with a laugh.
I felt bad because I've never been much of a hunter. I guess the angry birds felt the other end of the slingshot. That's all for now. Sorry if it was long. No, it wasn't too long. Just not.
It's sad.
From Noah.
And who else do we know who uses apples as weapons?
Who?
Regina. Who we'll be discussing later.
Yeah, for our Once Upon a Time podcast over at oncepodcast.com. Season starting up, everybody. Then we also got in This feedback. Now, this gets cut off, but...
Why do we call it feedback? Don't you think that's kind of gross?
That should be our noodleism for the day.
Stop! It sounds like a back feed. It sounds like sewage coming back. It sounds like... I mean, when feedback happens in any audio system, it's almost always a bad thing. Why do we call it feedback? Because we like it. So it shouldn't be feedback. It should be...
Feed awesome.
Talking time.
Maybe it should be really. Feed forward. Feed sideways.
This is talking time.
Maybe it should be called dinner.
Dinner?
Dinner. It's dinner time, folks. It's not feedback.
What?
Okay, anyway. This voicemail got cut off, but I just had to play it.
Feed it back.
Feedback.
Us Americans.
It sounds like fatback.
We Americans.
Do you know what fatback is?
Oh, no. I thought you said something else.
I said fatback.
I don't know what that is.
It's food, but not really.
Don't mind us. We're having our own conversation over here.
I'm just going to play this voicemail.
This is for the ramen noodle, Jeremy and Jenny. And we love your podcast.
It's awesome.
And we just hope you unbanned us from your chat bar. That was really annoying.
No, clarification.
Who are these people?
This is great.
This came from Minecrafters 3.
Nice.
Who was temporarily banned from the chat room. Because one of the nights, I forget what they were doing, but they were just saying the same thing over and over and over and over and over again.
They sound like the Lost Boys. That's so cute.
They live in Minecraft.
One of them might be a girl. I don't know. It's hard to tell with the British accents.
The live podcast, and sometimes the timing isn't right because we live in England, but we love it, and we love you guys, and thank you so much for what you do.
I hope you still love us after listening to Daniel talk.
And my Lost Boys comment. Sorry.
Totally love the accent. I mean, come on. You've got to send in more voicemails.
It's the best voicemail ever.
If everybody was that happy when they called in, this would be an amazing podcast.
We would be a lot happier.
I would be a lot happier. You guys sound really, really happy.
Send us your voicemails of you smiling really big, and that will make us happy. Send those to feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com or call 903-231-2221.
Can you hear a smile?
Well, deaf people can. Then we got this message.
Let's see how many more people or groups of people you can insult.
Oh, come on. The deaf people are not going to be insulted by that.
You can hear a smile. You're so good. You can hear a smile.
I know we have blind listeners, and I don't know whether we have deaf listeners, but...
Just stop.
Deaf Amish listeners, maybe.
What?
What?
Okay, that one was too many levels of...
Too meta.
This came from Aslan for King. He says, "Hey guys, I absolutely love your podcast."
No, stop. Go back.
Don't do it.
Go back to Daniel.
Don't even try.
Daniel, come back to us.
Don't go into the light.
Just don't do it.
"I absolutely love your podcast, and you always make my rides to work and school so much more fun." Hey, this one, it's going to make your ride a lot more fun if you got startled earlier.
Oh, my goodness. You're going to be like, "Oh, God." Oh, no.
"The other night, after a long day of teaching youth and preparing for a church block party..." There's got to be a joke there somewhere, a church block party. I'm just not thinking of it. I was driving home. I was looking at the car in front of me, and I saw a bumper sticker. The bumper sticker said, "Godspeed." However, the S was a similar color as the rest of the sticker, and so all I could see was...
Oh, no!
No!
Don't say it.
No.
We got it.
Okay. Needless to say, I giggled, and who else did I think to share this with but you guys?
Wow. That's disturbing.
Thanks for all the privileges.
Keep up the awesome. Love you guys.
Great big Mahugu guns.
That was the weirdest stair step laugh I think I've ever done.
That one had a squeak on the end.
I kept seeing new levels of funny.
So thank you guys for sending in those voicemails and emails. And I've got some other stuff too to share for next episode, but wanted to get those in for this episode.
All right.
Listeners, you can send us your funny stuff by emailing them to feedback@claincomedypodcast.com or call 903-231-2221. You can also go to cleancomedypodcast.com and click on the send a voice message tab and record a message right from your computer, just like our great friends from England did with their great English accents. Now everybody's
happy, smiling
click
voices.
On the Cinderella link is what I thought you were gonna say.
Now everyone's probably gonna call in and try and sound British.
Please no.
Yeah, then I'll have to run it by our friends over there in England and see if they can figure out that, oh yeah, these people are definitely Americans. They don't have the emphasis correct.
Yeah. Come on in here.
We're making a lot of Homestar Runner references, guys, so you'll have to just become Homestar Runner fans if you want to get all our humor.
That pretty much always happens. I don't think an episode goes by that we don't in some way reference Homestar Runner.
You have to around Jeremy.
That's
you
right.
Just have to.
It's like for a while when I was producing videos for a church I used to go to, I would do this yearly review video, and this is where my March of the Rubber Duckies animation came from, which I'll stick in the show notes for you guys over at cleancomedypodcast.com/124.
Stick that in the show notes.
You stick it in your show notes.
Oh gosh.
And and I made it a point in every video I ever made to have some kind of nod or reference to Chicken Run in every video.
Even if you have to hold up the DVD and nod at it.
Yes, exactly. So check out cleancomedypodcast.com/124 if you want to see that video that I did a while back called March of the Rubber Duckies. It's on our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/noodlemx. And if you're in one of those countries that blocks music that I have legal permission to use, then I'm sorry.
It's in the law books of a lot of countries. If Daniel J. Lewis has permission to use this music, we shall block it. We need to get Google to help us do this.
Google
will help us.
Google goggles.
Listeners, we would love it if you would nominate us for the podcast awards over at podcastawards.com. Again, nominate just all of our shows, you know, under the different categories. We'll have more information about that also over at the website, cleancomedypodcast.com.
.com.
Also, check out...
All Rise.
Okay. Is the judge coming in? Judge Judy?
Maybe. No, not
Judge you Margaret. Did the hand motion for All Rise.
That's my kind of hand motion of, do you guys have anything else to say? Instead of saying, do you guys have anything else to say? And then distracting our listeners by pointing that out.
All Rise.
Yeah, so anyway.
All right.
Listeners, we would love to hear your funny stuff. So send that to feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com or call 903-231-2221. You can also go to...
Whoops. No way, was that out loud?
You can also go to cleancomedypodcast.com and click on the send a voice message tab over on the right side and record a message right from your computer.
Oh, never do that again. How did you just do that with your voice? It was sort of like the... I can't do it. It's your voice wavered at the end in a digital way. Are you a robot?
No.
Silence.
Somebody reboot Daniel.
Sometimes I wonder what would happen if I just completely go silent in the middle of a sentence. How many people will be like banging their iPods saying, is this thing working? I can't hear this.
I check my iPod. I check it.
That's good.
I check it when things get quiet. I check it.
Crickets. So, listeners, thank you so much for sending in those stories, and we look forward to hearing more stories and seeing funny things from you. You can follow each of us on Twitter. I'm Daniel J. Lewis, and follow me on twitter.com/theramennoodle.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin. I guess I'll go ahead and put my name in this thing, and you can follow me at twitter.com/phlegon.
P-H-L-E-G-O-N.
What she said.
I did it. Did I spell it right?
Sure.
Yeah. And I'm Jenny. You can follow me at twitter.com/Jenny.
Jenny's mug!
So next time life treats you like an amateur, keep laughing because you're not the only one. Thanks for listening. The Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast is a proud member of Noodle Mix Network. Find more of our podcasts to help you think, laugh, and succeed, like Beyond the To-Do List, which is our newest podcast to the network, helping you get things done without using the trademark phrase, but helping you with personal productivity from our friend Eric Fisher. And check out other podcasts like our Once Upon a Time podcast, How to Podcast, Christian Worldview, and more. It's all part of Noodle Mix Network at noodle.mx. Homecoming dances were always very awkward when I was in school.
I'm getting that feeling all over again.
Because I was homeschooled. It's like, don't want to dance with your family members.
Do you know what? The very first person I took to a quote-unquote homecoming dance was a homeschooler.
I thought you were going to say a homeless
person. It was my gift to him, since he would never... ever go otherwise.
Oh, I'm not sure how you mean that.
Oh, I mean in the worst way possible.
That's not nice.
I'm not dissing homeschoolers. I'm just dissing this particular one.
Yeah, she married a former homeschooler.
I did. And I like my homeschooler.
I wish we were recording right now. We'd already have an episode title.